how to reach all your family's financial goals. Vinson Mortgage, 314-839-9999.
Come visit us at 12801 Flushing Meadows Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63131. NMLS number 225095.
At Subway, their sweet onion chicken teriyaki and new rotisserie-style chicken sandwiches are handcrafted with chicken raised without antibiotics. Make them your own with your choice of fresh veggies on freshly baked bread at Subway.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in shape with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
the metric system, is the tool of the devil. My target's 40 rods to the hog's head, and that's the way I like it.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
I feel very lazy today. I think the heat sucks the energy out of me.
It does.
And like, I spend a lot of time in the heat. I'm not a farmer, like Farmer Dave or anything. You know what would be a good idea, maybe, and maybe not? Let people call and tell us what kind of work you do that you have to work in the heat. Now, I will tell you, when I was a young man, I worked in Belleville at a furniture store. It's where I met my wife. And it was the warehouse and the delivery area in the back of the furniture store. There was no heat and no air conditioning. And I mean no heat, not a portable anything. And on days like today, it was so hot.
Crotch pot hot.
Crotch pot hot, as Robin Williams said in Good Morning Vietnam. And when it was cold, you're always blowing your hands to get warm. It was just bitter cold. So I have worked in the heat, but not as a real adult. I was 18 or 19.
I would think one of the hottest would be
roofing.
Well, yes, that of course.
And the road asphalt people.
Yes, the tarring guys out on the road. But air conditioning workers, because think about it. You're going to a house that's probably, the air conditioning is broken.
Right.
So the inside, whatever you have to do in the inside of the house, it's hot in there. And then if you're outside working on the outside unit, you're in the 100-degree heat forever how long that takes.
Or anybody, and you'd have to help me with this, anybody who has a job that requires going into the attic. Have you ever been up in an attic when it's like this? It's only 50 degrees up there.
It's brutal.
Now, out west, not only do they not have basements, because most of us who have air conditioning, the compressor's outside, but that, whatever you call that other unit, I can never remember the name of it.
The blower unit?
It's usually in the basement.
Yeah.
Well, California and in parts of the South, they have no basement. You know where that unit is? It's in the attic. So the air conditioning guy has to go up in the attic. Look, I went up in my attic only maybe once. I've been there 30 years. And as soon as I stuck my head up, I just thought, I can't breathe up here.
Right, because there's no AC up there, and then all the heat rises, so it's probably 20 degrees hotter up there.
So maybe we'll have a little contest. We don't have a prize for whoever ends up having what we would agree is the hottest job. Maybe we'll have a little look. Think of it more as research or a survey. I'll give the number. You call us if you have a hot job. Now, firefighters, if they're fighting a fire in this crap, they're wearing all that stuff. And you know who else? Police officers have to wear, and you know they hate it. They got to put that vest on. That cannot be comfortable. Plus, there are 20 pounds of stuff hanging on that belt they have.
At least they did away with now some of the cops, they don't have to wear the ties. They got short sleeves now, and they have, but yeah, that vest has to be just brutal.
And you know, have you ever seen a cop look wrinkled or disheveled? No.
No.
Their pants are pressed. I know it's that poplin shirt sort of wrinkle-free. Look at these phones. Look at these phones. And maybe your work or your husband or wife is at work, so you'll call for them. But I'd like to know, I will tell you, I just thought of one other place. When I was in my 20s, I worked at an ad agency, and we had to shoot an industrial film. And one of the days we shot was at a foundry over, and the other one was Granite City Steel. And this foundry was somewhere in Fenton or something. Honest to goodness, it's where guys with asbestos gloves open a door, and there's just fire in this thing, where they're melting, molding metal or whatever. Oh, my goodness, it was brutal. So to you folks, we're dedicating the show. We always dedicate you every day to cops, firefighters, EMTs, paramedics. Secondary dedication today to everybody who works in the heat. Mm. And one last thing before we start taking these. They give the numbers. I didn't give them yet. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS, or star KTRS for most cell phones. Whoever you are on... And I'm not sure the actual name of the road, but it runs into BA, which goes in front of Babbler, and it intersects at Wild Horse Creek by the BP Amoco. I have waved at you, just a waving gesture, probably now 12 times, and you will not wave back. What is the matter with you? He just stares at me. And I wave, hey, how you doing? Kind of a, like, thank you for being out here on the hot pavement, and... I've tried thumbs up. I've tried just a regular wave.
Just roll nothing. Maybe he's just holding the sign, and maybe just roll your window down.
That bothers me.
Yeah, just roll your window down and say, "Hey, I'm waving."
I've talked about this before too. There was an old lady yesterday when I was coming to the station, and she was. We have an elevator at the end of the hallway here, and I don't take it because I'm a health nut. I take the stairs.
Right.
But there was a lady. I'd say late 70s. And I said, how are you?
Oh.
She stared at me and looked straight down and kept walking. Now, what is that?
I don't know.
Do I look like a rapist or something?
It's like stranger danger or something.
That's exactly right. They're afraid to speak because you might think the next thing I'd say is, give me your purse.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't get or the people, when you open the door for them, hold the door open, they won't say thank you or anything like that.
No.
I think people have gotten really rude.
They've gotten rude and they've gotten scared.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to go right to the calls.
Oh, the A-coil, too, is what you were thinking of, too.
Exactly. Thank you. The A-coil.
And
the A-coil is actually housed in this other thing.
Yeah, in the furnace.
Now, I mean, you can't call a furnace though, if it's hot because it blows cold air.
Well, no, the A coil is housed inside the furnace, and that's...
Whatever. It's the part that's not outside.
And that's the blower, because the furnace is the part... The blower will blow the cool air and everything and go through the A coil.
I could just call Matheny. I get the answer.
My son, Corey, works... he does tree work, grass cutting, landscaping, and all that stuff, so he's out in this...
Now, landscaping is hot, I give you that, but you're not on asphalt... And, yes, it's hot and it's hard work and a lot of lifting. And before we go to these calls, I just want to say this. Yeah, I know to a lot of people today, today's a hot day. It's the second full day of spring. But you know what it is to me? To me, it's just another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Got me.
No? Let's see.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
You weren't paying attention. You were over there doing something. Now, we're going to do this again.
All right.
We're going to do this again. Edit that out. We're going to do it again. To a lot of people, they go, woohoo, yeah, it's a hot day today. Yeah, it is. But to me, it's just another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Insert that in the edit.
Okay.
And take the other one out. And see what happens when you do that, and you'll pay attention, you get punished because you hate it, and then you have to hear it twice.
Yes, right. Now that is punishment.
All right, look at these phones. Let me talk to Ben. Hello, Ben. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, Frank? I'm aiming at you.
Thank you, Ben. Hallelujah. Are you working the heat?
Well, I did when I was younger. I was a roofer for about a year, and I'm still trying to cool off.
Man, I'm telling brutal. That's just, yeah, that's so brutal.
I remember putting my hands on the roof, actually getting up there, and it literally, it held on to my hand, and I had to actually go to the ER and have it wrapped up. It literally burnt my hand just putting my hand down on hot roofing.
That's hot. Yeah,
when it,
when it bonds to your hand and melts into your skin, that's hot. Well, the good news is, what do you do now?
I am a truck driver now. I live in AC.
There you go. All right, good for you. Thank you. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you.
Here's the other thing I maintain. If you have a house built, if I had a house built and I had the plans, I go, okay, get a contractor. I don't want the house built in the coldest part of winter or the hottest part of summer because I don't think people can work as well. Does that make sense?
Sure.
I don't think the house will be as well built if they constructed it in January or in August because I think they just want to get it done and go home. I'd like to have it built in April or May or September, October, those months. This is, I don't know who this is. I jumped the gun before Dan could get to you. What's your name?
Hey, you jumped the gun. This is Glenn.
Glenn, how are you?
I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you very much.
Just a quick note of why everybody's ignoring you. They may not recognize you with all that weight you've lost.
Well, it's not about recognizing me. I'm a total stranger. They should still wave. If I wave in a nice way, they should wave back and make a difference who I am. I'm not doing it so they could recognize me, but... I don't know.
I'm just trying to help you out there a little
bit. I appreciate it.
It's I don't want you to feel blue today.
No, I'm not blue at all. I feel great today. Thank you, Glenn.
You bet.
Yeah, that's why my strategy is just ignore everybody. You won't get rejected.
For some reason, lately, I'm trying to be, like, friendlier. Okay? It's not working.
It just doesn't work.
I just go back to the old way. Hey, Bruce, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys today?
We're doing fantastic today. What do you do?
Well, I did it as a kid in Wisconsin. Remember baling hay, and you would build the mow? They called it the mow inside the barn. So you would just keep piling hay, and the closer you got to the top of that barn, the hotter it would just get. You'd have that straw and the hay all over you. It was horrible.
I worked on a farm for 2 years, and I didn't do what you're talking about, but I did something equally as horrible. I hoisted bales of green alfalfa up onto a flatbed and stacked them. Oh, my goodness. That's the hardest work I ever did. And your hands are bleeding at the end of the day.
Well, I that's what made me go back to school. Like doing that, you know, you're like, oh, I got to go get a different job.
Yeah, and barns are hot. Where you working at barn? A barn's hot. That's not exactly a cool place to work.
My son right now is hanging fences outside, and I called him last week when it was the hottest. I said, so are you thinking about school yet or not?
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Bruce.
Have a great day.
Yeah, I have to tell my cow story again sometime when I accidentally ended up showing a cow at the county fair. I don't know one thing about cows, and I had to walk it around for the judges and stuff. I was petrified.
Boy, those cows get taken care of well, though, those ones in the shows.
Oh, wait, you hear what I had to do? I had to sleep with the cow. I slept all night with the cow in the hay.
Because we go to the state fairs, and we walk through the barns that house all those people, and they're set up with mattresses in there. Those things are, their fur is meticulous. I mean,
through the night. Through the night, I had to get up and turn the hay so the poop would be under the hay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was weird.
He pooped in his sleep?
Hey, Mary, how are you?
Mary, how are you?
Mary, you got to turn your radio down, Mary.
Okay, can you hear me better now?
I could hear you fine before. It's just going to throw you off. You work in the heat? You still got your radio on, Mary. You still got your radio on.
I don't know. It would be a longer delay.
I can hear something.
I don't have a radio on.
Okay, it's us then. Do you work in the heat?
Okay, can you hear me now?
No, we can hear you fine. Do you work in the heat?
Yeah, I'm a letter carrier, mail carrier.
Mail carrier.
Yes, that involves
being
outside.
The old-fashioned. In a vehicle?
Yeah,
in a vehicle?
In
or?
Truck.
Oh, in a truck.
I'm in the mail truck. It's hot in the mail truck. We don't have air conditioning. The engine is hot. Your legs are sweating. The fan is blowing hot air. You just hot. Yes, it's all to it.
Wow. Okay. I guess that's a pretty good one.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Mary. You're welcome.
That's weird.
My UPS guy, Mark is his name, came by the house today. And those UPS trucks are not there. They let them wear shorts. And I could just tell he was hot. Because in addition to the heat, you're hoisting packages. You're going, jumping. And I just said, hey, man, how about something cold to drink? And I took him in the garage. I opened the refrigerator. I said, take whatever you want. Because, I got hot looking at how hot he was. Walter, how are you?
Okay.
Walter?
AM and a PM.
Thank you, Walter. What's your story?
Work at a foundry.
Oh,
but
good.
But it's only aluminum foundry, iron's hotter. But, yeah, you don't walk in front of the fans because it just blows hotter air on you.
I don't. I don't care what kind of foundry it is. You're at the top of the list for hot jobs. Iron, well, aluminum, steel, whatever. That is hot. What do you actually do in the foundry?
Well, I'm in the office now. I still go out there.
Oh, so you're kind of a cheater caller. You work in the office, but it's the office in a foundry.
He put in his time before, I guess, though, right?
Yeah, I've been there for 23 years.
Yeah, well, yeah, you did your time for the heat.
And we had a facility one time. They came out to put a roof on it, and they had to come back on Saturday because they couldn't stand up there because the heat there, roofing. And then on the police officer side, I worked in a gas station. And it was in a certain area, and we had to wear a bulletproof vest, and you definitely have to wear a T-shirt underneath it. It'll take your skin off.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know how good we have it. Well, congratulations moving up to the office.
Thank you.
Thank you, Walter. Is this our Norman?
Yes.
Have him hang up. No. I'm going to take some other. I always like to take a couple other work calls, and then we'll take a break, and we'll get to Norman. Norman will hold. What happened to our names? There they are. Let me go to, well, let's try this. Let's go to Gary. Hello, Gary. How are you?
Well, hi. Before I tell you about my hot job,
yeah.
I would like to thank you for mentioning Chuck Ehlert the other day. I knew him. He was a wonderful guy. I even took a photography class with him up at Flow Valley.
Now, people are listening who didn't hear, they don't know who Chuck Ehlert is, so let me explain real quickly. Chuck Ehlert was my commanding officer in the Army Reserves. He was a major when he was my commanding officer, but I think by the time he retired, he was a colonel, maybe higher. And yes, he was a photographer. He was a great PR guy. He was a writer and a great military man. He was just a terrific guy.
Yeah, I met him at, he was the, whatever you call it, at Ozark Airlines.
He was the head of public relations.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Wonderful man.
All right.
But anyway, my hot job.
Anyway.
I'm
gotcha.
Sorry.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you did. Well, when I finished working at the airlines, I was the one that had to go in the back in the tail compartment, change all the filters, they change the oils, and you get in there, and it's like 130 degrees. You just have to cool it down and don't touch anything, and it's really cramped and it's really hard.
Well, you just reminded me now that we need to include everybody, military and mechanics, anybody who works on any kind of hot equipment. That's hot work, too, because not only is it hot, the engine is hot, the equipment is hot, and if you have to go in a compartment, that's hotter.
It is, and trying to change the oil without touching anything is really, really tough.
here's a good, you reminded me of a good one. How about the people on the river who work in the engine rooms on these tugboats or whatever, these boats? Holy cow, that's hot.
Or what about a welder?
Welder could weld. Yeah. You could weld in an air-conditioned warehouse. Yeah. That doesn't necessarily mean it's hot just because you're welding, I don't think.
Would you like to hear a little story? I don't want to take up all the time.
No, I want you to take up all the time. I don't have to do anything.
Oh, okay.
Take it all up. Go ahead.
Well, a couple of years ago, I bought a used truck at a North County dealer. It wasn't Johnny Landoff, but it was a different one.
It's sad.
And,
pretty sad.
We worked the deal. And
let me ask you a question. At that time, were you a listener at that time when you did that?
Yes.
Why? What were you thinking?
Was Landoff on with us at the time?
Yes, he was.
Oh, you know, I don't know.
You said it was a couple of years ago. Landoff's been on 12 and a half years.
Oh.
Well, maybe there's a turnaround to this story. Go ahead.
Yeah. So anyway, I worked the deal with the salesman and told him I'd go to my bank and get it straightened out and then come back and buy the truck. And he said, I can do this all on the computer. So he did it on the computer, and I go to my credit union the next day to get my payments through my check.
Was it First Community Credit Union?
Well, no, it wasn't.
You're not. Oh. Wait a minute.
So she looked it up, and she goes, I don't have that paperwork. Have you got yours? And she looked at it. She goes, that's not us. They did it through First Community Credit Union. And I said, well, I will go and get a change. And she looks at it, and she lowers her voice, and she said, if I was you, I would leave it there because we can't match this interest rate. Okay?
All right, now the story takes a turn.
Yes, I thought you'd like
it. Yeah, good for you.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Okay, well, thanks, and you didn't
Gary, you didn't take up much time at all. My jokes take longer than that. Thank you. I appreciate the story. Thank you.
Okay, great.
Not exactly working in the heat story, but hey, we'll take it. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we'll have one of our most popular segments. Not a segment, it's a show, The Norman Show, with its own theme song. I guess we got to do traffic. We'll talk to John Londoff, and then hopefully we'll have enough time to get Norman. Tell John The Norman Show is coming up, so we need to make room for that.
Okay.
Right now, we're going to check in with Frank Ladd. Frank, how's it looking?
Well, I've got some incidents out there. Got a stalled vehicle westbound Highway 64 just past Woods Mill. That one's on the right shoulder. Also working with an incident downtown here on the map. Two-vehicle collision, 44 eastbound just past Park. That one is on the right shoulder as well. Other than that, your normal delays out of the city, westbound 64 Kings Highway to McCausland. Then again, coming down the hill, westbound 64, 270 to Mason. Eastbound 64, you've already filled in from before 141 up towards 270, as well as 70 westbound between 141 and the work zone at First Capital Drive. This update is brought to you by GoDaddy. Can you grow your business? Goose your bottom line? GoDaddy can help. With website design, online marketing tools, and 24/7 expert advice, go you, GoDaddy. From the KTRS Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
All right, thank you, Frank. There goes Frank. And Volkshire's John Londoff. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
Well, I'm great. You're in a tough spot here because you're the opening act for Norman. Norman.
That's going to be impossible. I can never be an opening act for Norman. Okay,
Norman will be right behind you.
Yeah, yeah. Are you kidding me? Well, I'm sorry that I couldn't be on with Norman. That would be really funny.
Well, we could make that. Well, we could make that happen. We'd have to check with Norman, see how he feels about sharing.
He might not like to share. He probably wants you all to himself.
We're talking about the hot jobs, people who have to work in the heat. We're kind of saluting those people today. And it's like foundry workers, roofers, people who work on the road crews with asphalt, people who are mechanics who have to be in the bowels of some ship or barge, a tugboat or a helicopter in the military, those people where not only is it hot, but or people who have to go in an attic. An attic of a house today in St. Louis is somewhere you don't want to be. I think, hotter than being on the roof of the house. So we're saluting those people today because most of us are lucky enough that we're, you know, sitting somewhere cool doing our work.
You know, even our service department with all the fans and everything, it's still blazing.
We got a lot of fans there. People listen to us in the service department.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah.
Wow. A lot of fans. See what I did there?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Thank you. I can tell by the way you said it, you really mean it. Yeah, that was sincere.
Man, I tell you what, I'm seeing stars in my store right now.
He said we got a lot of fans.
I know.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
I've been in that service department. I think you do a pretty good job of ventilating that place and blowing air through there, but it is warm today.
It is warm. You can't escape it, but I will take this day over any freezing temperature.
No, I could not agree with you more. I the worst is, you agree? Hey, do you agree with me that I've always said, and I haven't had a house built for, my goodness, that was a long time ago. But if you get the land, you get the builder, and you go, okay, build a house, I don't want most of the construction, the exterior construction, being done in the bitter cold of winter or the hottest days of summer. Because I don't think a human being can work as well and do as good a job when they're freezing or when they're so hot they just can't wait to get out and go home. I think that you tend to rush through things. Does that make sense?
Of course it does, Frank. a lot of what you said makes sense.
The first house we ever had, $53,000. It was over behind Pheasant Run, and I watched every day. I went there because it's your first house. Every day I walked by and I took a picture, and so I had a picture all along the way the house was built. And I remember it was bitter cold, and they poured the basement floor, and they had to put propane heaters in there to heat so the concrete would set up. And I just thought, man, I hope this. This concrete's going to be okay. I was kind of worried about that.
Yeah, you're right. But, you know, a lot of times once they get the home, that up and they get the HVAC and they get the heater, then they crank the heat.
And then they're okay. They can work inside.
But, the guys in their detail shop, too, it's very hot. Technicians at Lawn Up Chevrolet, the guys back in the parts warehouse, so hats off to them. They're working hard. You know, get a lot of people out moving cars, washing cars. You're out there on that asphalt for more than about 15 minutes. Baby, it's a scorcher.
Yeah, washing cars, though, you can at least hose yourself down every once in a while. Turn the water hose on yourself.
That's what you can do if you want to. I don't think anyone here, though, hoses themselves down.
Hey, when I was a kid in Tennessee in the summer, our favorite item, the most valuable possession we had, was the garden hose out in the backyard. We had more fun with the garden hose. You could use it to jump over it. You could make an arch and run under it.
A sprinkler?
A sprinkler. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a blast.
I used to screw on the gun nozzle, and then have it to just put like a rubber band around the handle where it's just doing that mist and just leave that there. Just like sit out it and just...
Yeah. It was great being poor, wasn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I loved it. Poor stories. And then my dad would take it's like the kind of tub you see on a farm that you could bathe in, only smaller, like a zinc can. And he'd fill it with, go buy a couple bags of ice and water, put a watermelon in there, and let the watermelon sit in ice water. Oh. And when you know the sound that a watermelon makes when you cut it? Crack
There's
it open.
Better. Whoa.
That's exactly.
There's nothing better than ice cold watermelon.
No.
We used to walk across the street on Metro Bridge growing up in Valley Bakers, and there were three Lawn Duff families in Valley Bakers and another four over in Balnor. And Metro Bridge back in the day was just, one lane eastbound, one lane westbound. And we'd cross the street. Of course, my mom and dad had the kids, probably, knowing me, I was probably carrying both watermelons, we just go across the street and go to someone's house and just start just chomping on that watermelon. Love it.
That must still be a tradition in your family or your extended family, because I remember when I was at the dealership last year on that really hot day, Kitty was carrying a couple big watermelons, mm-hmm. It looked like.
Hey, nice melons.
It's not funny.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Of course it is.
It's my sister-in-law you're talking about.
It's a compliment.
Oh,
she's very well endowed. Yes, it is. She's very well endowed. We're thrilled. We are big fans of buxom, busty women.
Kitty has told me before, she was, but you just tell Frank, next time he sees me, that my face is up here, not down there. Eye-to-eye contact, possibly. Hey. It goes a long way, Frank. Eye-to-eye contact goes a long way.
Well, she's got a beautiful face, but in her case, she has something else that's actually even more attractive, and I don't have a problem pointing that out.
I'm not going there.
And then the worst thing in the summer is you get a watermelon, it's ice cold, and you take a big knife, crack it open, and it's horrible. It's not sweet. You know,
it's
just nothing.
It's a dud. Yeah. It's just tasteless. It's really
It just kind of ruins the whole day because you have this taste for the nice sweet
and
watermelon.
And you know what it is? It's a luck of the draw because you don't know. And sometimes you get a watermelon, you go, my goodness, this is the greatest watermelon. And then the next time, dud. So you should probably buy two or three.
Mm-hmm.
And then they
ever
used to...
A place that was open years ago, Sam the Watermelon Man.
Absolutely. Sam the Watermelon Man. Guess who bought watermelons regularly, had them shipped to him from Sam the Watermelon Man? Bob Hope.
Really?
Yes, from St. Louis. Bob Hope had them shipped from St. Louis and sent to him from Sam the Watermelon Man.
Wow.
So, Bob Hope came to St. Louis a few times for the Variety Club Telethon when Sammy Davis Jr. was the host of the Telethon when my dad was running it, doing a great job. And one time Bob Hope's on the stage because my dad, you know, he would send you a package of steaks. And, you know, that was his way of saying, hey, thank you. And Bob Hope goes, this Johnny Londoff, Sr., I know he's a big Chevy dealer here in town, but as much steak as he sends me, I think he's a butcher halftime on the side. He likes sending packages of meat out to say thank you. So that was, my story.
That's a good story.
Wow. There it is.
Now, you know what it means if they plug a watermelon for you? If you buy a watermelon and the salesman plugs it for you, like at a produce stand? They actually take a plug of the core, the center of the watermelon, pull it out, and let you taste it. And if it's no good, they throw the watermelon away. You don't have to buy it. At least that was the way it was when I was a kid. They didn't want you to get one of those, you know, tasteless ones. And to the person, whoever it was, who figured out how to do seedless watermelons.
Yeah.
How about a round of applause for that guy or that woman or whoever it was? What a great idea.
And then they would put plug in the watermelon. Wouldn't they put like a little cork or something in that hole then?
And then you take that one home because you knew it was a good one. I think they actually just put the watermelon plug right back in.
Push
the
piece maybe right they back did, in. Yeah.
So how's business? How's business?
Good. It's really good. It's really, really, really good. A lot of great deals. We still got 20% of MSRP is the reduction on Sparks and Sonics and Impalas. Bought out of Impalas. It's great. Been a great, great, great deal with Impalas. And, of course, same with Sonics and Sparks. Selling about one or two Sparks a day. So those Sparks are hot.
Do you know what an Impala is? What the word comes from?
Do I know what an Impala is?
Yeah, all cars are named for something that actually exists. Do you know what an Impala is?
Isn't it like a make-believe horse or
it's like an antelope type thing. Yeah, very good. Yeah. But how come you never hear of an Impala except the car? You ever anybody go, hey, we went Impala hunting?
No.
They raise Impalas?
They must be, yeah.
Are they extinct?
Where the deer and the Impalas play.
How fast does the...
What?
How fast does an Impala run?
I don't know. The car runs really well, but I...
How fast does the animal...
I have no idea.
Up to 50 miles an hour.
You just looked it up, didn't you?
Well, no, it just came off the top of my head. Of course, I looked it up.
No? And they're only in Africa, a certain sect.
I'll say they're not really very many of them.
Right.
Do you know why a quarter horse is called a quarter horse?
Because it only runs a quarter mile?
Well, you're close. It's the fastest horse there is for one quarter mile. Now, it couldn't be in the Kentucky Derby or anything, because after a quarter mile, they kind of start to give out. But for a quarter mile, it's the fastest horse on Earth.
You are just unbelievable.
I'm very smart.
Some of the unbelievable, like, really useless information that this
I have lots of that. It won't make me any money, but I know useless stuff.
No, Frank, it's not always about the money, is it?
Yes. Yes, it
no,
is.
It's not.
Yeah, it's sort of.
It's not always about the money. It's about the love that you give to your listeners.
Oh, I forgot. You're right. It is there.
Yeah.
That's right.
That was the other thing.
I knew there was something else.
There's something else, and it's called love. The heck with the money.
Yeah.
But just want to send my condolences to a long, long, long time great friend, great customer, Earl Russell. Worked the Post Dispatch for many years, and a great, great friend of mine. Met him on the showroom floor years ago. His wife's name is Sylvia. My mom's name was Sylvia. And Earl, very spiritual man, he looked at his wife. He goes, baby, that's an omen. You know, Mr. Londoff's wife's name Sylvia, and your name Sylvia. We got to buy this car here, and they did that. So it's the first I can't even put a number, but probably close to 100 as far as what he's bought. But beyond that, very spiritual guy, a very loving guy. I'm going to miss him a lot. Earl, the Pearl, Russell, just passed a couple of days ago. So that's it. Then we're going to be here until your great listeners want to keep us here, 6:37. I don't think they get out of here Tuesday until almost 8 o'clock. come in with a smile, tell your AM and the PM. You've got to tell us immediately your AM and the PM.
That's right.
And you're just going to have the best time ever in buying a new car, new truck, or a pre-owned vehicle. And if you have something that you want on our pre-owned lot and we don't have it, we will get it for you. We will get it for you, and we need trade-ins. I mean, any trade, one-year, two-year, 10-year-old vehicles. We need trade-ins. The pre-owned department is doing a great job. Mark Thornton and Mike Price and young Sam Londup, John Londup, just a lot of great people here that make Johnny Londup Chevrolet what it is. And you're a key partner, Frank.
That's the way I think.
Yeah, you guys are a big, big, big part of what goes on here. So give us a call, 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. And can you kind of tell them I'm a little tired today?
No, I can't tell it.
No.
Why? Why are you tired?
I ran a few miles this morning. I didn't get out on the road as early as I wanted to. And there was one time I thought I was going to fall down. I'm like, what are you doing out here? I'm like, you know, it is hot. And
you run every morning?
I try to, yeah. And if not, I go work out, do something. Now I gotta break a sweat. Gotta do something to get the day going. Mm. I just have a hard time just, you know, getting up and going to work.
Well, I don't have a hard time just getting up. That's about all.
What time do you get up in the morning?
Usually about 7 or 7:30.
Okay.
Sometimes 8 o'clock.
Okay.
About Zach.
You'd have to tie me down and nobody keep me there until 8 o'clock.
Well, that's what happens. My wife ties me. We have a game we play, a sex game. She ties me to the bed and she doesn't let me up till about 7:30.
And then she goes in and eats breakfast.
Yeah. She doesn't do anything to me. She just ties me up and then walks off and leaves me, and then it's up to me to get up. All right, listen, we're going to send you, I hope, more business than you can handle.
Thank you very much. Have a great evening, everybody, and always great talking to you.
Right, you too. Thank you, John.
Bye-bye, Frank.
Bye-bye. Now, are we going to be able to get Norman?
I don't know.
I'm
going to
do
some business. It's going to be tough.
It's going to be tough. We're going to try. I'm going to do a little business here. We'll break. Norman, I hope we can work this out. Maybe a quick segment before Scott Sherman. Oh, and by the way, folks, it's Thursday. Scott Sherman's coming in. You got a legal question, and you always do. You always do. It's interesting to hear what some people have to deal with in their lives, and you're upset, and you don't know which way to turn. You can't afford to throw out $200 or $300 just to ask some lawyer a question. Well, you don't have to, because Scott Sherman's coming in. Right now, I will direct you to DePere. Des Perez, if you just moved here, that's what people say who are new to the area. It's over in Des Perez. Now it's DePere, and that's where Thompson Price Kitchens Baths Home, that's where their showroom is in DePere, about a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. And if you're headed east, it's on the left next to McAllister's Deli. It's Thompson Price has been at this for like 36 or 8 years, something like that, long, long time. He is in the Kitchen and Bath Hall of Fame. Sounds like a joke, but there is such a thing. And when you decide you're ready to really do it right, to do a kitchen remodel that is a full-blown, real-deal, custom-made kitchen for you or bathroom, not a paint some cabinets and change a vanity top. I'm not talking about. I'm talking about a kitchen that'll just knock your socks off. The kitchen you would never find in any new home. I don't care how much the house costs, because even if it's a $10 million house, that kitchen was not designed specifically for you and your family. This one will be. You will get every dollar's worth. You'll get your money's worth. You'll appreciate the process, which is far more thorough than probably anybody else's process. We dealt with a couple of other people when we made our decision 20 years ago. We listened to them. We took their bids. And we went with Thompson Price. I'm glad we did. We'd do it again. Next time, there would be no vetting. There'd be no other two companies. We'd just go right to the folks at Thompson Price. Two reasons. One, big supporter of the show. But the biggest reason is they know what they're doing. And they're perfectionists. When you're ready to do it right, get your money's worth, start the process. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com.
Let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Frank Lath.
We're looking at some volume now. Southbound Highway 55 approaching Route 4. Don't have any reports of an accident there. just stop and go traffic between the New Douglas exit and Highway 4 southbound on 55. Also seeing traffic southbound on 55 approaching Festus 6167. Normal values starting to fill in eastbound on Highway 64 from Union Station to the Poplar, northbound 55. Park to the Poplar, westbound 64. Kings Highway out past Big Bend, southbound 170. A little heavier as well from the Parkway down towards Highway 64, southbound 270. Starting to get a little sluggish. Olive down through about Manchester, westbound 64. Coming up the hill from Lindbergh and Spady towards Mason Road, you're going to see some delays in eastbound 64. Heavier volume now between 141 and 270. This update is brought to you by Staples. Think Staples when you have to move, for low prices on a wide variety of packing, shipping, and moving supplies for both business and personal needs. Everything you need to move at the right prices. Staples, make more happen. Frank Ladd with KTRS Vinson Mortgage Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vinson Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. It's an explosively entertaining show on HBO that takes viewers into the insanity of the music business at the dawn of punk, disco, and hip-hop. It's Vinyl, created by Mick Jagger, Martin Scorsese, and Terrence Winter. And the complete first season is now available for you to own. But here's how you can win your copy. Just listen to The John Carney Show for the details on how you can score your copy of Vinyl, the complete first season on DVD from HBO Home Entertainment and the Big 550 KTRS.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. Hi, I'm Inc. magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my brand new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because we all know another market crash could be right around the corner. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough, and since then I discovered a way to grow money potentially double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free copy and talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose when the next stock market crash hits, all while building a tax-advantaged retirement. Call 800-203-9898 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 1-800-203-9898. 1-800-203-9898. That's 1-800-203-9898.
Celebrate America's birthday with America's favorite pastime. The weekend of July 1st through 3rd, the Cardinals host the Milwaukee Brewers, and there are great promotions all weekend long. Then, on Monday, July 4th, take a break from the backyard grill and treat yourself to a ballpark hot dog when the Cardinals host the Pirates at 1:15. It's a holiday weekend full of Cardinals baseball. Great seats remain. Get yours now at Cardinals.com. The St. Louis Cardinals. Tradition meets today.
Fans, this is Stephen Piscotti. On Sunday, July 3rd, we face the Milwaukee Brewers. That day, 30,000 fans ages 16 and older entering with a ticket will receive a Cardinals Cooler Backpack courtesy of Coca-Cola. The Cardinals Cooler Backpack is always one of the most popular promotions of the year. That's Sunday, July 3rd, when we face the Brewers. Tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotions. Cardinals baseball, tradition meets today.
There it is, his first big league home run. Stephen Piscotty touches them all.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vinson Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's the Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Guess what's going on at Appliance Discounters, the GE Great American Cooking Event. It's Denise from Appliance Discounters here to tell you that you don't want to miss this great deal from GE. Whether you're remodeling, building, or just replacing purchasing a cooking appliance, now is the time to buy. Purchase two or more eligible GE appliances and receive a Visa prepaid card valued up to $1,500. This also includes select built-in style appliances like cooktops, wall ovens, speed cook ovens, and slide-in style stoves. Check out Appliance Discounter's large display of built-in style appliances today.
Looking for a summer getaway? Consider a weekend escape to historic St. Genevieve, Missouri's first settlement, offering historic home tours, cozy bed and breakfast inns, wineries, shopping, and award-winning restaurants. Details online at visitstegen.com.
Do you prefer the same accounting and finance professionals for long-term or recurring projects? AccountTemps Salaried Professional Service may be the solution. Visit AccountTemps.com. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company.
The Martin Kilcoin Show keeps rolling along. Wednesday, June 29th, we're going back to Schaefer's Hobby Shop in Sunset Hills. Hi, it's Martin Kilcoin. Join me and Randy Naughton as we glue, build, and paint our way around Schaefer's Hobby Shop on Gravoid near Lindbergh. It's Wednesday the 29th. Stop by and see what hobby and craft and enthusiasts have known for over 70 years. Schaefer's is the ultimate store for the whole family. So join us at Schaefer's Hobby Shop Wednesday, June 29th from 10 until 1.
Well, like I told you I would be, I was at Ballast Dental Care this morning. I had an 11 o'clock appointment. I walk in, and the first person I see, my mother-in-law sitting there in the waiting room. She had a coincidence. What was that? Did you pass gas?
I went, oh. Like that.
Why? Oh.
Because it was like a coincidence or something.
Oh, no, you meant like, just... ooh, your mother-in-law, like she's a horrible
person. No, I went, oh.
She was in there, and I got a compliment from Mary. She said, your teeth and gums look really good. Normally, she scolds me about something, and she said, have you been flossing? I said, yeah, I've been flossing for 5 days like crazy just before I came in here. But she was actually nice to me and didn't scold me or anything, and as always, it was a very pleasant visit, and I don't dread the next one. I look forward to the next one. If you cannot even relate to what I'm talking about, I'm going to ask you to either fire your dentist, dump your dentist, or if you don't have one, I have one for you. I have a whole clinic for you, Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. You will never again dread a dental appointment. I'm not kidding. And I want you to take me up on that and just prove me wrong. I love that. Because when I tell you something about an advertiser, it is 100% true. And if it's not, you let me know. But it's not going to happen. Ballast Dental Care. Stop putting off going to the dentist if you haven't been. I don't care if it's been 15 or 20 years. If you have a dentist, get rid of him or her because I have a better one. Ballast Dental Care. Again, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads or ballastdentalcare.com. Scott Sherman is in.